Gotcha. Oh dear. It looks like the defenseless little human just got caught by the big, strong dragon. What are you going to do? Or perhaps the better question is, what am I going to do to you? I know you just came in. It wouldn't have been much of a sneak attack if I didn't snatch you up the second you walked in the door, now would it? No, you're not going anywhere, my little treasure. I've caught you, so I'm going to keep you. I'm sure you're not in the mood. That's why I'm doing this. You've gotten your stuff stuck in a rut, and so it's my job to drag you out of it, whether you like it or not. Well, you'll have to forgive me for being a little more aggressive about showing my love today. Now that we're living under the same roof, I get to have you all to myself. So often. The more time I get to spend with you, the greedier I get for more. Shh. You don't have to talk about it. I'm not going to try and fix your problems for you. I'm going to fix your mindset. So you can fix your problems yourself. You see, I know you. You really just let your self-doubt keep you from making yourself happy sometimes. Don't you remember? Back before we started seeing each other, I would blatantly flirt with you all the time, but you just assumed that I was being nice. And do you know why I think you assumed that? Because you didn't think people would want to flirt with you. I've been watching your mood deteriorate lately. You haven't been very open about it, but I at least know that whatever's eating at you, you think it's out of your control. But I know you better than that. You're smart and kind and strong. There's nothing you can't handle as long as you actually try. You can't give up so easily. So today is going to be all about helping you. I'm going to make sure you know just how wonderful you are and how much I love you. And we're going to do that whether you're in the mood for it or not. Come over here and let's sit by the fire. I have a new rug that's so soft and thick, it's almost like laying on a bed. We can get nice and warm and comfortable over here. You say no, but I know that deep down, you really want someone to take care of you. Now, come here, my dear. That's it, right there. Just like that. Now just wrap my arms around you. Isn't that better? Sitting here in the arms of the one you love. I bet this is just what you needed, isn't it? It didn't take long for you to come around. I know what my precious treasure needs, after all. I promised you I would take care of you, and I fully intend to. I have an idea. Lay your head down on my lap. No, I'll stroke your hair. You work so hard. I'm sure that sometimes it feels like nobody notices everything you do, but I do. You've earned a break. You deserve to relax and to take time for yourself. It's not something you need to feel guilty about. I'm rooting for you. Every single day I think about you. I think about how you're doing, and I think about what I can do to make you happy. And you know what? I'm not the only one. That's right. You are loved. You have many people who want you to succeed. Not just friends and family either. There are people who have only known you briefly, but want the best for you because of the impression you left on them. I know it to be true. How are you feeling? A little better? That's good. But don't worry. I'm not finished with you yet. What would you say to having me read you a story? Excellent. I have it right here. Yes, it's a book of children's fairy tales. There's nothing wrong with indulging in a short, fanciful story every now and then, is there? Trust me, you'll enjoy it. Plus, there's something I want to share with you. This story is called The Bear and the Storm. It was one of my favorites when I was a child, which you may have concerns about for reasons you may see. Once upon a time, there was a young boy who lived in a small cabin in the woods with his parents. Every day, the boy would help his parents by gathering firewood. He didn't mind such a chore because it gave him a chance to explore and play in the forest. But on one cold winter day, the child's parents warned him before he went out. "Don't stray far from the cabin today," they said. "There's a storm on the horizon. We don't want you to get lost." The boy agreed and scampered outside. For a while, he did as he was instructed and didn't wander far. But there wasn't much firewood to be found nearby, and it wasn't very fun to play in such a well-explored area. Eventually, the child decided that there wouldn't be much harm going just a little further. And after that, a bit further still. Before long, he was in a part of the forest that he didn't recognize due to how the snow changed the scenery. The boy didn't worry, though, after all. All he needed to do was follow his footprints home. He went further and further into the unfamiliar woods, and just as he started to wonder if it was time to turn back, the storm hit. A small seed of worry rooted itself in the child's heart, as the snow started to swirl around him. He started to follow his small footprints, but after a few minutes, the howling wind and snow swept the trail away. The storm made it almost impossible to see where he was going. At that point, the child was truly starting to panic. He looked this way and that, but he couldn't decide which way he should go from there. Terrified, he huddled down and started to cry. A few minutes passed by, and the boy heard the crunching sound of footsteps in the snow. He looked up to see an enormous bear. "What's all this crying? You woke me up from my winter sleep, little child," the bear said. The boy couldn't stop sobbing. "I'm lost, and I can't make it through this storm. Can I stay in your cave?" he asked the bear through his tears. The bear shook its head. "Foolish little child, don't you know that bears eat lost children like you?" The boy's heart raced. He leapt to his feet and took off. He tried his best to remember the direction that he had come from. No time left for indecision or despair. He pushed through the storm, and the bear was not far behind. Finally, the boy could see a light. It was the small window of the cabin, illuminated from within by the warm hearth fire. The boy reached deep within himself and took hold of every bit of strength his tiny body could muster. He sprinted through the deep snow, heading towards the light. But just as he was closing in on the cabin, the child tripped and tumbled down. The snow cushioned his fall, but he was down long enough for the bear to reach him. The child cringed, waiting to feel the bear's jaws close around him. But nothing happened. The boy opened his eyes to see the bear offering a paw to help him up. He accepted it, and the bear laughed heartily at his baffled expression. "I never said I would eat you, child. It's just that not all bears are as kind as I am. You shouldn't ask a dangerous stranger for help." The bear looked over at the cabin. "And look at that. You weren't as lost as you thought you were. And you were more than a match for this storm. It wasn't the storm that kept you from home, but only doubt." The bear waved farewell and lumbered away, and the child hurried inside, hugged his parents tightly, and curled up by the warm fire. The end. Well, what did you think? I'm thrilled you liked it. My sister always thought I was so strange for liking a story about a boy being chased by a bear, but it always struck a chord with me. And did you catch the message? I'll give you a moment if you need it. As quick as ever, that's right. Doubt can do more to stop you from reaching your goals than anything that life can ever throw at you. You just have to trust yourself and find your motivation. That's not always an easy thing. Sometimes you might not be up to the task at hand, but I know that you can do more than you think you can. I guess what I'm saying is, you've got this, my dearest.